Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, September 23, 2024, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Higher taxes all around, more tax planning opportunities all around. Canadian taxpayers need to be aware of higher taxes following the 2024 budget. Capital gains earned in a corporation are now taxed at a 66.67% inclusion rate, while gains earned personally are taxed at 50% for the first $250,000 and then 66.67% above that. To avoid the higher rate, individuals can split income with a spouse or sell assets strategically. Seniors should also consider planning to avoid exceeding the $250,000 limit. In terms of corporate tax planning, maximizing RRSP, TFSA, and FHSA contributions can help offset the impact of the new rules. For more personalized tax planning strategies, contact Mew Plus Company Chartered Professional Accountants at 604-688-9198. Immigration lawyers discuss move to reduce number of foreign workers in Canada. The Vancouver immigration lawyers at Sass & Ng recently discussed how Canada is reducing the number of foreign workers in Canada. Minister of Employment, Workforce Development and Official Languages, Randy Boissonnault, is taking steps to limit the hiring of low-wage foreign workers through the Temporary Foreign Worker Program, TFWP. Effective September 26, 2024, new policies will restrict employers from having more than 10% of their workforce as low-wage temporary foreign workers. Work permits for these workers will be limited to 1 year at a time, and LMIAs will not be processed in areas with high unemployment rates. These changes aim to reduce overall immigration levels in Canada and encourage employers to hire from the Canadian labor market. For more information or representation, contact Sass & Ng Immigration Law Center at 1-604-689-5444.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.